I thank the Lord for this wonderful privilege the Lord has given me. First of all, let me give thanks to God and also to Jose, who thought of me capable of sharing a few words. My deepest gratitude, jana nanni parayunu, devathinu nanni parayunu. This time I picked up a psalm which is pretty long. I don't want to read through it, but I just want to read a couple of verses. If you have your Bibles, please open to Psalms 55, 55th Sangeerthanam. അതിൻ്റെ ഒന്ന് രണ്ട് വാക്യങ്ങൾ മാത്രം വായിച്ചിട്ട് ഒരു ചെറിയൊരു പ്രബോധനം പറഞ്ഞ് ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു സിറ്റ് ഡൗൺ. സാംസ് 55, ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു റീഡ് എ കപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് വേഴ്സസ്, 16 and 17, ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ഐ വിൽ റീഡ് വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 22. 22nd വാക്യം സാംസ് 55, 55th സങ്കീർത്തനം, 16 and 17. ആസ് ഫോർ മീ ഐ വിൽ കോൾ അപ്പോൺ ഗാഡ് ആൻഡ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഷാൽ സേവ് മീ. ഈവനിങ് ആൻഡ് മോർണിംഗ് ആൻഡ് അറ്റ് നൂൺ ഐ വിൽ പ്രേ ആൻഡ് ക്രൈ അലൗഡ് ആൻഡ് ഹീ ഷാൽ ഹിയർ മൈ വോയ്സ്. Cast your burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Ninde bharangal yehovengilekku paramelpikku, avan ninne pulartum needhiman orikkalum kulungi pogan avan sammadikkathilla. Praise God. The reason I took this was that I was reading there was an article in the Economic Times that came recently about the Indian population. And in a survey, they said about 46% of Indian working people are suffering from some real kind of stress in their life. There is a lot of stress that is going on around. And to deal with the stress during this time of pandemic, people are turning to alcohol, shopping, online shopping, going to movies, TV, internet, drugs. And there is a lot of extramarital affairs going on to cope up with all the stress that is going on. But as God's children, that is not the way, because they are no lasting solution for the stress in our life. What is the lasting solution? I mean, the Psalms 55, 55th Sangeerthanam nammalode parayna oru oru velliya oru thought is that how to handle the stress. Nammude jeevithil varuna bharangal nammal engane handle cheyandi. What was the condition of David? I can tell you is that when he wrote the psalm, he was out of his kingdom. David tande mon Absalom ne pedichu rajyam vittu simhasanam vittu odunna oru samayama, and he was totally under stress. He was burdened, and we see the burden in verse number 3, 4, and 5, where David says that he was burdened because of the voice of the enemy, the oppression of the wicked. Verse number 4 and 5 tells us that he was terrified of dying. Marnate bhayanna odunna oru avasaram. He was also burdened mainly because somebody that he counted as a very dear friend and advisor, Ahithophel, he joined with his son Absalom, and all the people that he trusted, they all turned against him. Ee oru saadhyathil ezhuthunna oru sangeerthanam. And 55th Sangeerthanam. I don't want to go into the full details, but I want to tell you that David had three kinds of reactions. Ee bharangal vannappom David moonu tarathil adu react cheyathu. The first one we see in verses 6 to 8, 6 thottu 8 mariyulla reaction varnal David, he wanted to fly away from the storm. Aa kodungaathi inna David parannu evidengilum doore pogan oru ഒരു ആഗ്രഹം ദാവീദിന് വന്ന. ഐ സെഡ് ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് വോണ്ട് ഗോ അവേ ഫ്രം ഹിയർ, ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് വോണ്ട് ടു ലീവ് ദിസ് പ്ലേസ്. ഹി വോണ്ടഡ് ടു ഫ്ലൈ റൺ അവേ ഫ്രം ദ പ്രോബ്ലംസ്. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ വെൻ വി കം ടു വേഴ്സസ് 9 to 15, ദ സെക്കൻഡ് റിയാക്ഷൻ ഓഫ് ഡേവിഡ് വാസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി വോണ്ടഡ് ടു ഫൈറ്റ് അഗൈൻസ്റ്റ് ദ സ്റ്റോംസ് ഓഫ് ഹിസ് ലൈഫ്. ഇഫ് യു റീഡ് ദ വേഴ്സസ് ദർ, ഹി സേസ് ഗോഡ് യു ഡീൽ വിത്ത് ദീസ് പീപ്പിൾ, ഡിസ്ട്രോയ് ദം. ലോർഡ് ലെറ്റ് യുവർ ആങ്കർ ഗോ അഗൈൻസ്റ്റ് മൈ എനിമീസ്. ഇവരോട് കർത്താവേ നീ പ്രതികാരം ചെയ്യണമേ. ഹി വോണ്ടഡ് ടു ഫൈറ്റ് അഗൈൻസ്റ്റ് ദ പ്രോബ്ലംസ്, ദ ബർഡൻ ദറ്റ് ഹി ഹാഡ്. ബട്ട് വാട്ട് ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു ടെൽ യു ഇസ് ദാറ്റ് ആസ് ഗോഡ്സ് ചിൽഡ്രൻ, ദ വേഴ്സ് ദാറ്റ് വി റെഡ് വാസ് ദാറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് വേഴ്സസ് 16 and 17, ഡേവിഡ് ടുക്ക് ഹിസ് ബർഡൻസ് ടു ദ ലോർഡ്. ദൈവം ദാവീദ് തന്റെ ഭാരങ്ങൾ യഹോവയുടെ സന്നിധാനത്തിലേക്ക് ദാവീദ് അത് കൊണ്ടുവന്നു. And we see that he's calling to God. He's praying 3 times a day, morning, evening, and at noon. He's crying out to God. What was the result of that? We know the end of the story. David did not remain in exile for a long time. God, by his wonderful plan, he heard the prayers of David. He restored back his kingdom. He defeated the counsel of Ahithophel. His son Absalom, he hung himself. His hair got entangled and he was killed. And David was able to come back to be the ruler of the people of Israel. So at the end of the Psalm in verse number 22, that is where I want to focus on. He's giving an advice to us. The advice that David is giving is, cast your burdens upon the Lord. He will sustain you. Ninda bharam Yehovengileka Barmelpik Avan Ninne Pulartu. Nidiman Urinalam Kulingi Pogan. Devam Sambadikatila. This is a promise that I want to share with my Rukla Church of God family today. You know, when you face problem in your life, don't try to run away, don't try to fight. Take it to the Lord. When we pray to God, He will take over the problems. And God is always available to take care of our every need. What the Word of God says, cast your care upon the Lord. Cast your burdens to the Lord. I just want to remind one more verse in the New Testament. The Lord Jesus who told us in Matthew 11 verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. That rest I will give you. You know, when we are burdened in the world, Jesus is offering us a wonderful place of rest. What is a rest? It is the communion with Him. When we commune with Jesus, there is a rest for our souls. Jesus invites us to come to Him. He says, you know, when we are burdened, overwhelmed, He says, come to me. Enter Thotuwa. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. Because I am humble and I am gentle and I will give you the refreshing rest. I want to tell you is that this does not mean that we will not have problems. We will have problems. We all have different situations that we are going through. But I'm telling you, the best place to get the rest from God, where our burdens can be unloaded, is in the foot of the cross, is in the presence of Jesus. He tells us that, yoke with me, couple with me, and I will take over your burdens. I will furnish what you need. My burden of obedience is all that you need. Because when we serve Jesus, He will give us the perfect freedom. Let me tell you, God does not intend us to carry our burdens by ourselves. He wants to share our load and carry them along with us. Jesus says, I will lift up your burdens from you. And so today I just want to close here. When we need rest, go to Jesus. He is inviting us to come with open arms. Lay your burdens on the Lord. I just want to close with a story of my life. We were not planning to come to the United States. We were in Doha, Qatar for about 6 years. 98, we came here on a visit visa. Nobody filed for our green card. Nobody did anything. While I was here, the Lord opened a door, gave me a job. But do you know what? A few months after I came to Atlanta to work on that job, my company filed for bankruptcy. And there was no salary coming in. And I was here. Nisi had already resigned from her job. So we were there, both of us, with two of our older daughters, living with no income coming. You know, the Lord took us to a place where we were totally to trust in Him. Our summit, I still remember, I will never forget as long as I live. One day I was so heavily burdened. I did not know what to do. And I went into my closet and I started crying out to God. Uncontrollably, I don't know what, something broke out. As I was crying in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit gave me a song, an old Malayalam song, I am telling you, that song gave me so much of peace and consolation. This is how the Lord deals with us. When we go to Him, He will lift our spirits. And the Lord gave me a song. Tonight, just for one stanza, I just want to read. I want to just sing that song. If you know that song, join with me. Oru palaya Malayalam paattu. But this song has touched my life and I want to just share that. It is a song that we all know. And I'm not a singer, but I'll just try to sing a couple of stanzas here. This is how the song goes. Bharam enne jeevikkuvan en bharam ellam chumannavane bharam enne jeevikkuvan en bharam ellam chumannavane aashrayam nee maatram en aashrayin prakashame aashisham nin karunyame aashrayam nee maatram en aashayin prakasham en aashisham nin karunyame yeshuve en pranana yaga jeevane nike giyone yeshuve en pranana yaga ജീവനെ നീക്കേകിയോനേ എൻ സങ്കടങ്ങൾ അറിഞ്ഞെൻ്റെ വൻകടങ്ങൾ തീർത്തെൻ്റെ കണ്ണുനിർത്തുടച്ചല്ലോ നീ എൻ സങ്കടങ്ങൾ അറിഞ്ഞെൻ്റെ വൻകടങ്ങൾ തീർത്തെൻ്റെ കണ്ണുനിർത്തുടച്ചല്ലോ നീ പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ് മേ ഗോഡ് ബ്ലെസ് അസ് And I hope that you will find consolation in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for this time.